On this day, we celebrate the life of St. Francis. This is a day that comes into our lives on a Sunday during which so many things we're doing today, in so many ways, this day reflects the life of St. Francis and the fundamental concerns of the gospel of what Jesus taught us. We have our animal companions here with us in church today, which says a lot, that we realize our journey as human beings is linked to, bound to, our relationship with all life created by God. Yes, we love our dogs, our cats, our horses, our birds, all our animal companions, and that the connection we have is of God. For we are called to care for all the animals and all creation. Some have told me that they fear we will miss the full story of St. Francis by blessing animals on this day. And I can see their point if that was all we did without commentary. But having the blessing of animals in the midst of our celebration of the Holy Eucharist and in the midst of all our other ministries avoids a narrow interpretation of St. Francis. On this day, we also have our monthly ingathering for our food pantry. St. Francis' call to be devoted to God, to Jesus, was a call to serve the poor, and a call to identify with the poor by so identifying with the poverty of Christ. The fact that we give of ourselves on this day to support the food pantry helps us to identify with both the way of Jesus and St. Francis, how they gave of themselves to help those in need. Everything that we do with an awareness of our identity as God's children, friends of God, part of the body of Christ, enables us to grow in our relationship with God and God's world. Bringing a box of cereal, for example, to give to our visitors to the food pantry has a spiritual aspect as well as a material benefit to those in need. We, like St. Francis, are able to identify with Christ by how we act, through our generosity that flows from our love for God and our awareness that we are members of the human family created by God, that we are not in this life to accumulate more and more for ourselves as individuals or individual families, but we are called to share ourselves, our resources, our compassion. St. Francis did this in such a way, through God's grace, and all of this is always through God's grace, he was able to identify with Jesus in such a way, in all that Jesus gave, that it is reported that St. Francis developed the stigmata, the wounds of Christ, bleeding from his hands for no apparent reason. This is considered a great gift from God, a great sign of one's sanctity. And as I was saying, it's because of that close connection that he had with Jesus. So I don't want to joke about this, but I will say the chances that this will happen to you if you bring something for the food pantry are low. Okay? So not to worry. But I'm sure that you will receive what God wants you to receive. And it could be something, you know, like I said, I'm joking, but I'm not joking. I mean, it could be something as dramatic as what St. Francis received, but more likely, perhaps, it'll be a sense of peace, of well-being, of companionship with God, a knowledge that you are God's companion in caring for others, in sharing God's compassion with our hurting world. This sort of giving to God by giving of ourselves and our resources is made possible through an awareness that all we have comes from God. Such was the awareness that caused St. Francis to give up a life of privilege to be with and help the poor, to be among the poor as one of them. He didn't have to do that. His family was rich. He could have lived this life of complete ease in a time when most people could not. but he chose to follow God as God was calling him. I was on retreat a couple of weeks ago. One of the readings for a service I attended was that reading about the woman who anoints Jesus' feet with ointment and wipes his feet with her hair. There's great shock when that happens on the part of the righteous when she does this to Jesus. This great act of love and kindness on her part was not only unexpected, it was wrong in the eyes of those with power. But Jesus explains that this woman went out of her way to care for him because she knew all that Jesus, that God, had done for her. The forgiveness of her sins is the focus of the story. What the story says is she realized that she had been forgiven. But as I prayed about this passage, I had a sense, maybe for the first time, you know, it's funny, you think you've read things before, right? But then it strikes you in a new way. I had a sense that perhaps the main point was that she knew God's grace, all that God had done for her, and she had to respond. That gospel reading relates to our gospel reading that we heard today from Matthew. For those who wonder about such things, by the way, the reason we had that reading, if you follow these things really closely, the reading we had today from Matthew was just recently approved by the General Convention this past summer to use on St. Francis Day. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. This passage also emphasizes God's care for us, that God will provide for us, that God has provided, just as God provides for the birds. If we need to be reminded, this passage reminds us that God, our Creator, also created the birds and all the animals and cares for them. And by extrapolation, God intends that we share the earth with them and that we be with them, that we are God's stewards as the people of this planet. We're charged with being stewards of this creation, caring for these animals. The way humans have related to creation, to all living creatures, and to the earth has changed many times, actually, in our human history. In some ways, we might think we're more out of sync now with creation than we've been before. But in other ways, there seems to be a growing awareness, right? Certainly here in this church. More and more, we're aware that we're called to care for creation, for all the animals, in ways that matter and make a difference. We as a church strive to be more and more aware, caring for creation. Not every church has an eco committee like this one does. There's something about this church, it's part of our DNA as Holy Comforter. I've mentioned to people just the other day, someone who was visiting, that when this church was being built, when it was built, moved from the fan and built out here in the 1950s, the members of this church themselves took down the necessary trees to put up the buildings, because if the church members hadn't done it, the city would have taken down all the trees. That was 1950. I just think that really says something about our DNA. And all of this makes me think of another Francis, Pope Francis. When I was on retreat also, you're silent, I'm not watching any news or anything, but I was at a Jesuit retreat center, right? So there was chatter a little bit in the halls. Every now and then I'd hear something about the Pope. He's here, he's coming, he's here. He was starting his visit in the US. So I'm not caught up on everything yet. I was not able to listen to everything and read everything online this week yet. But from what I do know, I think of the Pope, when I think of St. Francis and what we're talking about today, that he knew himself so well, that he knew God's call to him, because as you know, when a bishop in the Roman Catholic Church becomes Pope, they choose a name for themselves, and he chose Francis when he became Pope. The Pope helps people like Francis to see connections, like Saint Francis. That caring for creation, our Pope tells us, the Pope of the whole world, when I say our Pope of the whole world, that caring for creation is also caring for the poorest in the world. That our souls and our actions and attitudes about refugees are connected. The Pope's visit to the U.S. was truly amazing in so many ways. First time a Pope had ever addressed Congress. His address to Congress was both brilliant, intellectually rich, and insightful in so many ways, while also bringing Congress and us back to the golden rule. So simple, and yet seemingly so hard to do in this world on the national and international level. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The Pope said to Congress, and you may have heard this already, but I'd like to say it, this rule points us in a clear direction. Let us treat others with the same passion and compassion with which we want to be treated. Let us seek for others the same possibilities that we seek for ourselves. Let us help others to grow as we would like to be helped ourselves. In a word, if we want security, let us give security. If we want life, let us give life. If we want opportunities, let us provide opportunities. The yardstick we use for others will be the yardstick which time will use for us. I was also able to see, I'd actually just gotten out of the retreat, I was able to see some of the interfaith service live that was held at Ground Zero by the Pope and others, which more than what anyone said, if you hadn't been able to hear what they were saying, if you just looked at those pictures, spoke so loudly of the Pope's and many others' desire for peace and understanding around the world, because there were representatives from all the major religions, Islam, Hindu, Judaism, Buddhism. Right there you could see it, this desire for peace and understanding with starting for the whole world and starting with the world religions. Shouldn't it be us, right? Shouldn't it be us, the world's religions, our church, that stand for peace and speak of it and live into it in that way that's visible? It's very powerful. Did the animals come to St. Francis, because this is why we have animals here today, right? That's the story. Did they come to St. Francis because they could sense his love, his compassion for all, his connection to Christ, his peace that he desired to share with all? Did his connection with animals and all creation aid him in hearing God's call to him? Everything is connected. Everything we do has a spiritual aspect and spiritual consequences. Such is the message of the life of St. Francis, and such was the message of Pope Francis, which he brought to the U.S. Congress and the people of our country. It so happens that today we embark on our 5-week annual giving campaign, which also helps us to live into our focus on St. Francis this day. The theme of this year's annual giving campaign is God the Giver. St. Francis received the grace to know all that God had done for him, and he acted. His life changed. And so we remember him and celebrate him today. When we know that God is the giver of creation in which we live, the giver of the animals we love, the giver of the life we live, the giver of everything we have, that God is the giver of ongoing care and love for us, and that when we breathe our last breath on this earth, God will give us eternal life. When we know this, giving to support God's mission in the world through our church and our diocese becomes a great joy. The author of your bulletin insert, the Reverend Jennifer Baskerville Burroughs, invites us to take this day and our focus on St. Francis into some reflection, some prayer, to embrace St. Francis by asking questions about our relationship to stuff and what might be getting in the way of serving others more generously. I recommend that insert to you in your bulletin. As you read it, see what gets your attention, what speaks to you. And I would add that it might also be a good exercise to consider, to perhaps journal about, to pray about. What does, what is helping you right now to be generous? What does help you now to care for creation? When did that desire to care for animals and creation first come into your heart? Do you remember it? Is it something that's always been with you? There may be a grace that God has given you or is giving you that you and God can talk about together, appreciate together, give thanks for together. From all the Jesuit retreats I've done and my understanding of Ignatian spirituality, this is the spiritual path that nurtured Pope Francis in his Christian walk as he was originally a Jesuit priest. I know that God desires you and I to know more fully and more deeply the grace that God has given you and wants to give you. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for St. Francis and all that his life teaches us. Help us to know your love and your care for us. Help us to know who you call us to be in this world, for you, for others, for all creation. Help us to know what you call us to do and offer of ourselves as stewards of your church and your world, so that we may glorify you now and always. Amen.